Welcome to T-Bird Live, the talk show that covers the latest topics, trends, education, and discussion in the worlds of business and technology. Now, here are your hosts, Trina and Rick Bird.
Good morning, and welcome to T-Bird Live, formerly known as T-Bird Computer Forum Live. And the reason for the change of the name of the show is because we wanted to add in a little bit of business and technology rather than just exclusively technology. I'm your host, Trina Bird, and...
And I'm Rick Bird.
Your co-host.
The co-host.
And...
you have to more or less... Excuse me, I know Trina is a little bit more savvy than me, and I've been doing this for a while, but I'm a little rusty, so just bear with me. So how's everybody? I guess you're fine out there. What we plan to do today is to indoctrinate you on our procedures and processes that we're going to be making the whole content of the show around. We have a lot of good things in store for you today, so I'd like to stand by.
Okay, thank you, Rick. We want to keep this on a personal kind of level too. And you know, you jumped ahead of the schedule, so I'll let you slide with that because you did say you was a little rusty.
Yeah. Proceed. Go ahead. All right.
To give you a little bit of history of the T-Bird Live, like I said, formerly T-Bird Computer Forum Live, we actually have a strong background in actually doing television and radio on a local level. We are from New Jersey, and we did a show in New Jersey near Atlantic City around the booming time that the casinos were there. The casinos came, I think it was like 1979, and they were really, really strong in the Atlantic City area of New Jersey for a good 30 years. And actually, one of the casinos, it was Showboat. They funded us to do a live talk show about technology at the local station before it became Comcast. It was a company called Sammons Communication. And so we did a live show every Wednesday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it was really state of the art for that time period. Because remember, this is back in 79, 80. And there were cell phones, but nothing like it is today. And so one of the technicians in the studio put together some little gadget where they could hook to the laptop. Actually, it wasn't a laptop. It was a desktop. And they were able to feed the screen onto the TV station show. And so people tuned in to see all about this computer stuff. You know, what was Microsoft Word and Excel and all that. And we lasted for about 8 years until Xfinity or Comcast came in and actually bought the station up, and they got rid of a lot of the local programming. Right. And when they did that, and that show was really great. We had live guests come on and do demos and giveaways. We even gave away cell phones back in the early 80s, which was a big thing. Well, we started off with giving away beepers. Remember, we did beepers. Then we gave away cell phones. So we got a little history with doing live TV. Once that dried up, we actually did start doing radio. And that lasted for about 4 or 5 years. And the owner of the station passed away, and his children purchased it, inherited it, and then they sold it. And a new company came in. They didn't like local programming, so... they did a lot of different things, and so we just said, you know what, we've been doing it for so long, let's just take a break. And kind of thought about it in the last year or so, bringing it back, because we made some changes with the company. We want to do more than just the technology piece. We actually own and operate a private vocational school, and we want to go online. And we thought the best way to take it to the next level was to do a radio show, and we wanted to do it online so it could be nationwide, because anything done online is worldwide. So we're looking to just kind of stay nationwide, but then, you know, if it does go worldwide, that's good too. But the theme of it is to get people to tune into our talk show, take advantage of our online training programs that are different than most online training programs. We actually have a live instructor that comes on every single week of training. And so you feel like you're in the classroom, although you do your assignments at your own pace, but you get the feel of being with an instructor because you do have one live at the beginning of every subject that you learn, which is a new subject every week. And so we're going to be giving away some of those classes to our listening audience. And all you have to do is email us. Let's give you some information on how to contact us. Our website is T-Byrd Live. That's T-B-Y-R-D-L-I-V.com. And you can go to the contacts page on that website and email us your, send us your email address and put in the Talkback Live show. And we will definitely give you the link that will allow you to take some of our free classes, for which, by the way, we've got at least 1,000 different classes on technology, personal development, business development. And so those classes are interactive as well as great course materials that we've developed over the years. Because we started this business back in 1988. It's a long time. It actually was a consulting business for 2 years. And then in 1990, we took it to a storefront and started doing training, computer repairs. Rick handled the repair and service end of it, and I handled the training end of it. And we got several requests from the community to offer trainings for people to get jobs. And that's what prompted us to become a state-approved private vocational school recognized by the Department of Education and Labor, which every county has. Most of the counties that offer free training are to people who are laid off. And so that's where we really got our storefront and really started to blossom as a business. And like I said, we're trying to take it to the next level and do an online school, which everything's in place. We just need to get the word out that we have this online school available. And that's why we decided to do the show. And when we did the research, we found Talk Zone was a really great opportunity for us because of the type of program that exists for them now. And what we wanted to do with bringing ours on board, you know, with Gene, I guess he's the manager of all of it. And we made the deal. It took us a while to get ready, but we're here now. And excited about bringing our show to you every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Talk Zone. We also have a platform where you can log into our show and view the demos and anything that we're actually teaching on the our screen via the internet, and you'll be able to learn as you listen to our show as well. Some of you may just listen on the way to work or while you're at work and can't really log in, but there is a way to see our screen and witness our demos and trainings and just all the information that we want to bring to you about business and technology. So that was a good introduction spiel, don't you think?
That was a good spiel.
So tell us a little bit about you, Rick. Give us the next part of our segment of the show is to give you a little background on us individually.
Okay, but I want to jump back on what you're saying as far as doing our research. Anything that we say here or do here, we've already did research. And a lot of people might not know you, but I know that you are a true researcher from top to bottom, meaning that you will go out and get 3 bids. Now, me, if I get a good deal, good price, I'm not going to haggle. I'm going to take the good deal. But, again, getting back to the research, you know what you're talking about. Matter of fact, I'm thinking I haven't, like, when it's made up a name, but I'm going to, there'll be some kind of, you know, like technology goddess because you know a lot about technology. But, like, getting into myself, my name is Rick Byrd, as you very well know. I've been into the technology realm for about 18 years. Matter of fact, not saying that I'm burnt out. I'm never burnt out with technology, but I still love technology, but I need to slow down. I've been in technology for 18 years. I used to work for a school district amount of 18 years along with one of us having my own business. And so that was a dual double-edged sword that I'm on this wheel for, again, 18 years. But as you know, Trina had, I'm on this, did the research as far as this T-Byrd Live. And like the company that we're with, TalkZone, came up like top notch, just what we needed, had all the components for what we needed to do. And like, this is why we're here now.
So you've got 18 years of experience working with the school district and actually it was more than 18 years working with T-Bird Computers. You are director of operations in terms of keeping all the computer equipment up and making sure that. Well, I was just helping you along. By the way, we've been married over 30, how many years? Maybe 40.
See, now she don't even
1979.
Know. She doesn't even know. It's been that long. Well, make it 35 years.
No, I think it's more than 35 years.
No, it's 35 years. What?
Do the math.
I've been the operating engineer for T-Bird Computers, like the company that we both own.
37 years.
And we've been going back and forth with this technology piece. Is definitely an enjoyable family piece. Remember when? When you were younger, everybody would stand around the piano. Now they just stand around, you know, like the computer as like a technology piece. But
I don't think they all stand around together. Now everybody, because before with the piano was one piano in the house. Then fast forward to only one computer in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody's got their cell phones, their iPads, their tablets. So no one's gathered together anymore. Everybody's off in their separate section doing their thing because they all have their own specific device.
Right, but they're still online and they're still...
They're still going to one place.
And like they're still connected.
Mm-hmm.
But like getting back to me, I'm just here. I fit in wherever I have to. Whereas like, you know, Trina's like the limelight. She loves this limelight. She loves being on TV. She loves... you know, what it's talking.
I'm not on TV.
As you can very well see. But to say that.
No, I'm taking the backseat.
I am so glad that she's here and she's in her world. So let her, without any further debut, I will spin this back over to you.
Well, let me just give you my background. I graduated college in 1979, took a job at Caesars Atlantic City, which actually was called Boardwalk Regency, but the Caesars Casino in the MIS department. And did that for 13 years and decided to go out on my own and start my own business in 1990. And at that time, I had to have what kind of license was that? Some kind of, I know it cost $500 back then. So whatever kind of.
Oh, like the gaming license.
I didn't do gaming. It was some kind of, I was involved in confidential data.
But you still were on the casino floor. You still had to go down there.
Yeah, but that executive license gave you that opportunity to go on the casino mm-hmm. floor as well as work with the confidential data. But a license for a casino floor was another totally separate thing. We had to pay the most expensive amount to keep our license or get the license and then keep it. And when I decided I was going to leave, I went ahead and did not renew that license. And that, to me, was saying to my past that it was going to be my past and not my future, and that my business was going to be successful. And lo and behold, it was. It ended up being a situation where we were able to help over 8,000 people get new careers in technology. And Microsoft Office has been our main ingredient for our training. So we built classes around in almost any industry, but based around Microsoft Office. So if you had those skills, you could go and be a medical billing coder. You could go work in a doctor's office as a receptionist. You could go work in an attorney's office. You could work in accounting. Any industry that utilized technology, you were able to use your certification for Microsoft Office to get in the door. And we're still doing that, you know, I guess it's 20, 30 years later, especially in our area where casinos are laying off tremendously. We just had another one that's about to close, I think, this week. And they decided to close the casinos, we decided to, you know, beef up our training so that we could give people real skills that they needed in order to get jobs that were going to give them some type of career rather than just, an actual job. And for that, we decided that we would also offer the online component as well.
So after like 20, 25 years later, like the goal is still the same, to provide individuals with the opportunity to get training on your training-based programs.
Exactly. All right, we're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about we're going to talk about the format of the show and what we plan to bring to you every week from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Talk Zone. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for tuning in to T-Bird Live, where our listeners can take advantage of weekly giveaways, ask questions live on the show, log into our computer for live demos, get a shout-out about your business, become a guest on our show, and learn a ton about business and technology. As a dedicated listener, you can register for several online business and technology training programs at a discounted rate of just $59 a week. Subjects include Microsoft Word, Excel, Access, PowerPoint, Publisher, QuickBooks, and more. All completed courses offer certification and the opportunity to earn a free course for each paid week of training. Visit our website at tbirdcenter.com. That's bird spelled with a Y. tbirdcenter.com. Click on online classes and view our entire list of classes. Email us at thetbirdcenter@gmail.com or register right from our website, tbirdlive.com. Click on Contact Us and enter Online Training Talk Zone. When registering at our website, you'll automatically receive our monthly newsletter and a chance to win any one of our digital training guides on business and technology. Tune in every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time for the latest in business and technology. For more info, visit tbirdlive.com. You're listening to T-Bird Live on Talk Zone. Back to Trina and Rick Bird.
All right, welcome back to the second segment of the T-Bird Live Business and Technology Show. We're so excited to be doing this show, and we hope that our listening audience is as excited as we are, and we hope that you tune in every... You excited?
I'm very excited.
We hope that you tune in every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and I want to discuss what the format of the show is going to be like. And I think it's going to be exciting to you as well as for us. We're going to, if you visit our website at tbirdlive.com, you'll get the information specifically that I'm about to discuss. If you choose to register, you can go right to that website, tbirdlive.com, and click on the contacts page, and you'll be able to see the area where you can log in and register. And couple of reasons why you want to do that. One is, you know, you can watch the show or hear the show from that particular point, as well as TalkZone.com. But you can also go to that webpage, and if you miss the show, you can it'll be uploaded there so that you can actually watch it anytime that's convenient for you. It'll also include a lot of giveaways and uploads or downloads that you can get from the show. And we are very big on giveaways. We plan to invite a lot of different guests on our show throughout the next 13 weeks so that they'll be giving away more than what we give away, and also provide you with valuable information about technology and business. In today's world, business is difficult. You know, we've been in business for a long time, and people tend to think that being in business, you know, it's easy. You know, you make your own hours. You just come to work when you feel like it. You know,
not necessarily true.
Oh man, it's a demand. It's more demanding than a job. It really, truly is. And for those of you who are in business and are part of our listening audience, you know how difficult it is. You either are great at the service or product that you offer, and a little bit good at the business administrative side, or you're good at both, or you're lacking in one of those different areas. But there's two components that make a business successful: your product and service, and that's, you know, that's big. That includes...
That's huge.
Yeah, it's very inclusive of marketing and, you know, reinventing yourself, getting your product out there, being at the right place at the right time, you know, getting those contracts. One of the giveaways we're going to be doing, one of the classes that we're going to be doing is contract management. And I'm really excited to be bringing that to you because it talks about how to get the best contract for you. And contracts are always written for the person that's delivering it. So the person that's receiving it needs to be as up on things as the person that's delivering it. So we'll be bringing you those kinds of things. But back to my original point is the administrative side of doing business can pull you down. You could have the best burger in town, but if you don't do the administrative side with, you know, paying your bills and get the meat that comes in every day to make the burgers and the bread and all those other things that go with it, you destroy yourself no matter how good your product is. And so that business side is the side that we want to talk to you every week about, giving you tips on how to make that business be successful for you. Because we already know how to do the product or the service. You wouldn't have gotten as far as you have if you didn't have a good product or service. The part of the administrative side, and that's what I teach my students when, you know, we do our training classes, because our objective for teaching you Microsoft Office is to get that job, but to also start your own business and be successful at the business. And the business administrative side is equal and sometimes superior to that great product or service. And so that's what we'll be talking to you about on many levels.
And now, why do you say about, you know, burger? Like, that's making me hungry. But like to get back on topic, there's another piece, too, that you must, you know, bear in mind, too, as far as the administrative side, which one can very well fall into, like, one of those pitfalls, taxes, marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have those components in place, and you have to address those. If not, your business will not flourish.
Yeah. What you always say, Rick always said for years, is somebody that you don't mess with. That's the I, the R, and the S.
Three.
Those are the three people you don't mess with. Pay your taxes. I always tell my students, if you at least make an attempt, let's say your tax bill is $1,000. If you make an attempt to contact them in writing, email, what have you, and let them know what your situation is and make some type of effort in paying, you're less likely to suffer. You know, you're still going to get the penalties and all that, but at least, you know, you're in communication with the person, the tax man, and they know exactly what it is that you're going through, and they can let you know if there's any programming. But I file my quarterly taxes every single quarter. We happen to have two businesses. I won't say one is primary, but one is the fact that we have two businesses that we run. We have to maintain two sets of books. The first business, of course, is our T-Bird computer business, but Rick's business, called Mr. T's Busterant, we operate that down in the D.C. metro area, and
it's a food truck. We have a food truck, and that's what we want to sue. Got the best food in town. So if you happen to see that name, because it's going to be one of
the
next why. T-Birds or Mr. T's Busterant. See, I got the two businesses.
That's why I leave him the Mr. T's Busterant, and I handle the T-Bird computer end of it, which is inclusive of the T-Bird live talk show.
But still getting back on track.
Those taxes. I pay those quarterly taxes. I mean, I don't leave it to him to do. I'm the administrative side of the business, so I make sure the quarterly taxes are run paid every single quarter, and that I have all my receipts in place. I have everything that needs to be supportive of those taxes in place in a file cabinet, so that if we ever got audited or anybody was questioning anything, all the documentation is there to make sure that we are still going to test that where we need to be in terms of meeting those requirements. Another area that some businesses try to skimp on is marketing. I mean, you know, like we're doing this show. This is probably we're going to reach, you know, nationwide, people that never even heard of us. You got to look for avenues, especially with today's technology, that will allow your business to get heard and seen. And doing a live radio show, I recommend. I mean, we did back in we didn't say when we started the first radio show. I think it was 1992 or something like that. Our business soared. It just went off the chain from night to day. People were like, who is this T-Bird Computer Forum Live? What, you know, I thought that, because our first business was a grocery store. And I don't know what made us do that. It was my husband's dream to open up this corner grocery store down the street from where he lived that had closed up. So we did that.
It was in my own hometown, and it was like one of those vacant for like years. And like it was my idea to bring it back online, which we did. We lit that corner up for about 4 or 5 years straight, bringing in all types of back to the community. And that's what like the goal was. And then we just moved on.
But then the computer thing took off, so yeah, we had to choose between another one. So what was really funny is that people were in the community were saying, well, that's not the same people.
That can't be the same people.
Yeah, they got a grocery store and a soul food. They make food. Well, you know, they can't be doing the computer stuff. And we were getting, you know, we're not getting a backlash from it, but we were getting, people just didn't believe it. And when I was actually looking at TV one day, I saw this program called Let's Talk Golf. And I was like, you know what, we could do a Let's Talk Technology. So that's how T-Bird Computer Forum Live was born. And we debuted the show, and we had the highest first month ratings in the history of the local programming. Because people, and you have to remember the time period. That was, you know, 1992, 93. People were just starting to buy computers, so they really wanted to learn everything they could. And here we were doing a live TV show, giving you all the information for
free. Giving live demos.
Live demos, giveaways, free information.
And so those guys.
It was a hit. And so that was what, I mean, at that point, everybody knew who T-Birds was. Everyone. Casinos started calling us to train their people. The union was calling us to train their people. And the reason that they thought it was a good idea to hire us is because here we were on this talk show giving away this free information, doing live demos, and they considerably knew that we knew what we were doing. So it was just a win. So that marketing piece has to be off the chain, especially with today. It's so easy. You got, what is that? The
like the media, you got Facebook, Twitter.
Twitter, what's that on? Instagram.
Instagram.
I mean, you can make your own little video.
Yep. So you can make your own, yeah, you can make your own commercial.
And sometimes business owners think, well, you know, the marketing piece may not bring, you know, it's a cost factor. Well, you know, back in Jersey, we do $300 a week in radio advertising because radio still works. And people are always in their cars and they always got their radio
on. Always on the move.
And even in doctor's office, lawyer's office, some type of music is playing. Some radio station is playing. Even in today's 21st century, you know, smart TV, smart everything, the radio's still well. It's still live. It's still on. It's on the internet. It's everywhere. And so you got to have a strong marketing piece for your business because people have to know that you're there. They have to know what kind of product you have, and they have to believe you. And they have to trust you. Because money is tight all over the country, the world, for that matter. And people have to trust that their money is going to bring them back what they want. And so doing a show like this or bring something to the table that is going to make that person feel like they're going to get everything that they deserve for the amount of money they're bringing out, you got to spend a lot of time on putting together a nice marketing plan. And like I said, we're excited about the fact that we could do it through TalkZone. They have a wonderful app. You can go to your app store and download it so you can listen to us on the go on your iPhone or whatever cell phone you have or iPad or whatever tablet you have. You can listen in and then you can also go to our website, T-Bird Live, and watch the recording of the show anytime you feel like it. So let's talk about the segments. We're going to be doing a tutoring with Trina. That's pretty much me going on and doing demos. I like to keep things real simple and the topic real simple. So if you want a topic that you would like me to discuss, let's say, for example, you want to learn how to create tables in Microsoft Word. That's real simple. You can email us. Go to tbirdlive.com. That's T-B-Y-R-D live, L-I-V-E.com. And click on contact us. And you can put in your email address, all that contact information, and right in the memo section, write your question. And that way you'll be able to get your question on the air. We'll read the question, say who it is that actually sent us in the question. And not only will we answer the question, we'll do a live demo to show you how to do whatever that question is. So if you ask how to do a table, we'll go through the steps, but we'll also show you how to create that table in Microsoft Word and any other question that you may have. And that brings us real close to our next commercial break. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the remaining segments that we're doing in the show. And we're also going to give away an important item. So you want to make sure you stay tuned in. You want to say it, Rick?
Yeah. So also on our website, too, we're building a piece where we can, where you'll be able to more or less get promo codes to win the prizes also. So we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Thank you for tuning in to T-Bird Live, where our listeners can take advantage of weekly giveaways, ask questions live on the show, log into our computer for live demos, get a shout out about your business, become a guest on our show, and learn a ton about business and technology. As a dedicated listener, you can register for several online business and technology training programs at a discounted rate of just $59 a week. Subjects include Microsoft Word, Excel, Access, PowerPoint, Publisher, QuickBooks, and more. All completed courses offer certification and the opportunity to earn a free course for each paid week of training. Visit our website at tbirdcenter.com. That's bird spelled with a Y. tbirdcenter.com. Click on online classes and view our entire list of classes. Email us at thetbirdcenter@gmail.com or register right from our website, tbirdlive.com. Click on Contact Us and enter Online Training Talk Zone. When registering at our website, you'll automatically receive our monthly newsletter and a chance to win any one of our digital training guides on business and technology. Tune in every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time for the latest in business and technology. For more info, visit tbirdlive.com. You're listening to T-Bird Live on Talk Zone. Back to Trina and Rick Bird.
All right, back. You're listening to T-Bird Live on Talk Zone.
Right, we need to well, let's put out our code name, tbirdlive.com. That's where you need to go for all the information that we're giving you out, whereas you can actually go back and get the feedback and the recordings from the previous
shows.
Oh,
yeah, any suggestions?
We're building a catalog on our website, so you'll be able to pick any type of more or less topic that we went over, and you'll be able to more or less go back and review to hear my sweet voice or to pull out the right answer. All right?
Okay. All right, Rick, tell us about your Rick's Tech Tips, which is the other segment that we'll be bringing to our listening audience every single week. So tell us about your tech tips.
Okay, my tech tips will probably include live demos of whatever like the public would like to hear. Maybe, like, say, for instance, you want us to go ahead on and stop paying like TV cable and get it through your internet. That would be a good topic to come in.
Oh, that's the subject we're doing next week.
And I can actually show you how to more or less do that with, like, the components that you already need, just, like, plugging them in, like, the right way. Not saying that you want to get rid of your cable because there's a lot of good shows out there, but just in case, it can be done. And I will give you hypothetical
solutions,
occurrences, and with, like, solutions, you know, for them. Like, say, for instance, you don't have any more internet, TV. What will happen? All your photos, music, videos, all your documents is gone. Now, that's like, when I say that in one big circle, that's my whole life. So, like, what would you do without that in this day and age? It's something to think about. And I will give you tips on like how to safeguard yourself to preserve that so you can carry on your normal life without it, even though that's not hope, like the grid doesn't go down or like anything of that nature. So like we're touching a lot of things. And like I will be able to probably like more just make you think without your high speed connection, just to think on like the primitive level on how to survive.
Oh, you going there? So you trying to do some what's that thing?
What?
Show you
what, like some survival tactics?
Yeah.
No.
Can't nobody survive without the internet. I mean, we won't have to, but I mean, come on. But
you know, I will give you the theories and like
let me tell you something
how to do that.
And we were born in the 50s, the late 50s, mid 50s. You were born in 56.
Oh, you know, speak for yourself.
You older than me. You just turned 60, so don't even try it. He's how many days in his 60? Since September 18th. So you a good 15, 20 days old, 60 days old. I'm still 59.
Yeah, well, you will
so
be.
So I got a whole year to
you're
do.
You coming around the bend.
No. A whole year. I got 300 and some odd days left. But at any rate, we have lived through the era of the self, I mean, the, what do you call it? The payphone. Yeah, that's what it was.
You had a payphone.
Where you had to get out your, you had to go find a payphone if you had to make a phone call.
And you better have a dime.
Yeah.
Have a dime.
Well, it was what, 35 cents when they got rid of it. But back in the day, it was a dime. We remember it being a dime.
Right.
I'm sure our parents remember it being a penny. But at any rate, we have gone, I don't know, I think we lived through a great era. Because in the 50s, being born in the 50s, you know, you still had good products. You know, you could go to a store and you got a loaf of bread and it was good for you.
Yeah, it was a good solid product.
Yeah, the meat didn't have all these chemicals. You know, you got good food when you went to the supermarket. Now you take your chances with anything you eat, in my opinion. So what I'm saying is to compare our, you know, looking at back at our years, going from that payphone to the beeper to the cell phone. I mean, we never even thought of television being on a device that you could hold in your hand. That was that. I remember my niece saying to me probably about 15 years ago, she's like, "I'm training. Why are the people on the TV black and white?" Because in her day, she grew up, it was all color TV.
Right. She grew up, she didn't know.
What kills me about these kids today, they want to touch everything because of touch screen. You know, they don't understand that, you know, they don't even really recognize the mouse anymore.
I don't think that
everything's
that they
like touch screen.
What
yeah.
was, you know, how the whole thing, like the vibe, because they see the end product. What we had the luxury of was seeing in between. All the way to the beginning
mm-hmm.
of it. And that's what
and
that's what's lacking now.
How everything is all computerized. I
right.
mean, people don't know if the grid goes down, they won't be able to start their car because it's got a computer chip in there and it works off the grid. The electric won't come on in your house. Everything's digital with the electricity these days. All this digital, when we went from analog to digital, analog was the old TV sets. Remember that big time period when they said, turn your box in? Yeah. Turn your box in because we're going to digital. And digital has its greatness. Because I remember doing the radio show and the TV show. And we would get these big cassette. Actually, they weren't even cassette tapes because cassettes are small. They were big, I don't know what they were, VHS or something. They were big tapes. And that's how they would give us our TV show. And towards the end of the TV show, we were getting it on a VHS tape that you could plug up in a DVR. A VHS tape.
VHS tape.
What do you call them? That, we can't remember what they were
what
called.
Cassettes?
No, the VHS player. What do
yeah,
you call
player.
It? VCR.
Yeah,
that's
VCR.
What it was. VCR. Good Lord. You had to, you know, you had a VCR and you could play the tape. Now, you don't need any mechanism. When we do our commercials, when we do setting up for the show with TalkBack, I'm sorry, I keep calling it TalkBack Live, but we happen to be on a TalkBack Live in Atlanta like 20 years ago when we visited the CNN building. They were doing this show called TalkBack Live.
We still had that strip, right.
Yeah, we still got that picture hanging in the office. But TalkZone, you know, we sent everything digital. Everything was done. The contract, the commercial we wanted to run, everything was done digital. And so digital has its upside to it because things are easily transported to each other. You can use it on your website. Once you get the digital format of your commercial, You can put it on your Facebook page. You could do so much with this digital format. Analog, you weren't able to do that. You had to, you know, have a mechanism to read these big tapes and all that. So it's got its upside to it. The downside is, my sister was telling me she was, in New Jersey and she had gotten laid off from her job and she applied.
Did they send her email?
No, they didn't send her email. She, went back to being a substitute teacher and, during the course of that, she applied for, heat assistance. She was eligible for heat assistance because she got caught up in the layoff from the casino.
In the casino, right.
And they came to the casino and they said, oh, these programs are available to you. Now you're laid off and blah, blah, blah. So she signed up for the heat assistance program and they pay like 50% of your bill. And she actually did, she went back to being a substitute teacher to fill in the blanks and she was collecting unemployment part time. So she was able to legally do substitute work a couple days a week and then get her unemployment. Well, when the heat assistance program found out that she was working, they cut the heat assistance program off.
No.
And sent her, yeah, they sent her a letter through email and told her that they had determined that she had worked X amount of days substitute for the month, and so she made too much money to be on that heat assistance program with the unemployment. It took her over the limit. And so all this stuff is connected. Used to be you could go get a driver's license in one state and go to another state and get it. I mean, everything's connected now. So in a way, it's good because, you know, a lot of unlawful things aren't happening. But in another way, it's bad because they got access to all your information.
Yeah. Another thing, too, it cuts out all, like, the personal ability. You know, just like going to a bank. They're talking about now they're going to charge you for getting – doing interaction with your teller. And I got an account at the bank and they want to charge me for going in there talking to a teller. But that's where it's coming to now. These are like the little things. Like, in my opinion, all of like the personality and like the personal abilities is like gone. You begin to be just a number. I mean, but that's one of the, like the, like the downfalls or like the pitfalls that we're running into as far as this technology or this digital age.
Everything is instant and everything's got a cost these days. Even though things are getting done quicker and easier and more cost effective, they're trying to charge us for every little thing as if it was an extra person that they needed to hire to get the job done, which is not the case. The computer's actually doing it. But, you know, it does take programming and someone that's got the expertise to create these, you know, experiences, like when you do online banking. You know, I got some of my students, especially my youth students, younger students, who they don't even know how to do a check. They don't even know how to write a checkout. They just pull out a credit card.
Swipe.
Or
swipe it.
And you got to admit, you know, the online banking is really cool. I mean, I really love it because I've got my debit card. I don't have that connected to my main account. I mean, I have all my money in that debit card account. I actually have a separate account, credit card, debit card, so that when I do transactions online or even out in the public, restaurants, things of that sort, I transfer the money, right? When the check comes, they tell me how much it is. I transfer the money using my cell phone, my iPhone, and put the money right on there. And that, you know, eliminates anybody if they were to steal my credit card. They would not be able to get anything out because I only put the money on there when I'm about to use it. So those kinds of things are really, really great in terms of digital technology. And as we do our show, we're going to bring you all kinds of good tips about how, in terms of business and technology, and even in your personal life, how you can safeguard yourself from the scams, especially our seniors who often are targeted because of their age. And they don't know technology as well as the rest of us, and they'll go for these different scams. So those are the kinds of things we're going to be talking about under our business and technology segment.
And just like now with the entrepreneurs, a lot of people don't know. We're all entrepreneurs. We all do our thing on our own personal level, but not sharing it with like the public. We're all not entrepreneurs, and what we're going to do now, we're going to be like discussing that piece along with our Wednesday news. We have a segment called Wednesday News also, and we're going to be like discussing that, but when we come back. But now, word from your sponsor.
Welcome back to T-Bird Live on TalkZone.com. Here are your hosts, Trina and Rick Bird.
Thank you for coming back. We are in our last segment of T-Bird Live, and I think it kind of went really well, Rick.
So far, so good.
I'm excited to be on TalkZone. We are excited to be on TalkZone, coming to you every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
10 to 11.
We got about 8 minutes left in the show, and we want to cover a couple of things real quickly. One of the other segments that we'll be offering, and we're going to review them again, is the entrepreneur segment. And the entrepreneur segment, we're very excited about, because that way we get to allow anyone that's listening to our show and has a business and wants to give a shout out about their business, they can definitely call into the show.
Uh-huh.
And we will invite you to promote your business, talk about what you're doing, your product, your service, and give you that opportunity to market your business right off of our show. We also would like the featured entrepreneur, to provide some type of giveaway to our listening audience. And that way we keep everybody engaged and our listening audience will look forward to tuning in, getting great information, as well as being able to walk away with something that's of value to them. So let's recap our segments. We'll start off each morning with the introduction. And then, of course, we will do our tutoring with Trina. Those are live demos on any given subject. Next week, I'm going to be talking about QuickBooks. And I know a lot of folks are intimidated by QuickBooks. And I want to tell you, I can teach you in my first segment, which will be tutoring with Trina, how to quickly set up your QuickBooks and also how you can get the program free for 30 days. So that'll be real exciting. So if you know anyone that's in business and has struggling with their QuickBooks or don't have QuickBooks or just their books in general, tune in for that segment next week. We're also going to have Rick's Tech Tips. He's going to be talking about this little gadget that you can buy right off of Amazon. And if you don't have cable TV, you can actually, but you do have the internet, you can actually see your regular programming shows through this $39 product. And we bought it. We actually bought two of them. And I'll tell you why. He'll tell you why next week, why we ended up buying two of them. And it'll show you how you can get the latest movies that are right, like on Netscape.
On Hulu.
I mean, Netscape. Why do I keep coming up with these old terms?
Hulu, Famcast, YouTube.
All that.
You can connect right into it, just like you would have like a smart TV. This one little USB device can give you access to that, and I'll show you that next week.
Next segment after that will be business and technology. Here we'll talk about the next business trend, the current business trends, and also business tips. It's important to know how to succeed in business, and what better format to use it. Is someone that's been in business for over 20 years. I mean, I can't tell you the things that Rick and I have gone through in business. And I believe the reason why we went through all of it was so that we could help other people in business and help them not have to go through all the pitfalls that we went through just because we didn't know. So we'll be sharing a wealth of business and technology information specifically to the business owner. And like I said, the entrepreneur segment is for the entrepreneur who wants to promote their business. And the last segment is going to be Wednesday's news, where we'll talk about the hot topics in the news. And hopefully we won't stir up too much controversy with our opinions.
Right. We don't want to talk about it this week because it's a lot of hot topics and it's too political at this point. But we're going to pick.
You're talking about the debates.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll have a good segment to talk about next week, which will be Wednesday. And if it's something that you want to hear us talk about to get our opinions, we'll be glad to.
Don't get me wrong. We do have an opinion now. We don't be shy like trying to give it to you, but you got to want it.
And you can request it. We can encourage you to go to our tbirdlive.com show, click on the link that says contact us. Any ideas you have for the show, anything that you would like us to cover, any demos, you could even ask us about giveaway that you would like to see. Now, you may want to call up and say, oh, I'd like you to give away a laptop computer. You never know. We got access. We've been in business for over 20 years. And I'll just put it to you like this. All of our students who are enrolled in our school back in Jersey, they all get a free laptop when they enroll in our our classes. So you never know. We might give away a free laptop, maybe a tablet. You never know. So we want you to tell all your friends about this new show on Talk Zone that is going to be featured every single Wednesday for the next 13 weeks. And it's up to you whether we go longer than 13 weeks. We need to have that interaction. We want to know that people are listening to our show, benefiting from our show, and really are excited about our show being on the air, internet waves, because we want to make sure that, you know, we're serving the purpose and that the dollars that we're putting into this marketing of our show
is
well invested. So let us know. You can reach us on our website at tbirdlive.com. Click on Contact Us. Our email address is tbirdlive@gmail.com. That's a tbirdlive@gmail.com. If you're interested in any of our online trainings, especially if you want to win one, we have an exclusive program to our Talk Zone listeners. And you can actually go to tbirdcenter.com, click on online classes, and you'll get to see what the wealth of classes that we have, and we'll be giving them away. And you don't necessarily have to always listen to the show to get one. If you contact us, we have a free online class that'll benefit you on many levels just for emailing us, just for sending us your contact information. So without further ado, we want to close out the show. I think we got like about a minute left. We just want to thank you if you tuned in for our first show. We hope we brought you a good hour of valuable information and also gave you a good feeling of who we are and what we're going to bring to the table if you watch our show.
And we welcome your feedback online, so you can take a moment. We don't have the surveys up. We're still in the process, but we want to hear from you, because you guys are the reason why we're here trying to give this out in like a normal unstuck up format or form, where you can be like relaxed and hear what we have to say. And we definitely want to hear what you have to say.
All right. We look forward to you tuning in next week. Make sure you contact us, tbirdlive.com. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Signing out. Have a great week.